Silence I seek for saying my tale of the master mason who meant to build for the garth of gods the greatest of walls. With Yggdrasil now I utter my words. Midgard was made, and mighty Valhall, for proof against the passage of Ettins, the Aesir sought a solid defense. A builder offered the best of walls. The sun and moon he sought as payment, and Freya to wed as fairest wife. The Aesir allowed only a winter, if unfinished the fort, then forfeit his wage. Alone he must labor, allowed no help, an exception he sought, Svavolfari his horse, and Loki arranged that the right be granted. With winter's start the work was begun. The stallion's work startled the gods. He steadily hauled the heavy stones, always at night, and every day the builder labored to lay the wall. Fast proceeded the fort's assembly. By summer's start it would stand complete. The Aesir assembled on seats of judgment to moot on their doom and to deem a response. It was soon decided that the son of Laufey should bear the blame for the blight approaching. Thus Loki must manage that the mason forfeit, or Loft would lose his life for failing. When evening came, out ran a mare who neighed to distract the stallion from work. Away he wended towards the mare, with the hapless builder hurrying after. The chase continued, taking all night. The stallion's running had stopped the work. With day's dawning, deduced the mason that for certain his fee forfeit would be. The mason raged with wrath of Ettins for all to see. The Aesir summoned Thor from the east to thrash the Ettin. With Mjolnir's power he paid his wage. But Svadilfari had sated himself on Loki, and some time after Sleipnir was born, eight-footed and gray, an awesome steed, amongst the gods and men the best.